Ken Frelick. He's the executive director of Common Ground, the Sydney Nord Center for Renewal over there off the Vermilion River, just west of Oberlin. Ken, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning. Hey, Thanks for having me.
Sure. How's the weather? How's that humid weather when you're on a zip line up there?
Yeah, it's been definitely a wet and wild start to the summer, that's for sure.
Let's talk a little bit about things that you've been up to. And, you think of the place we're at for sort of mind, body, and spirit. If we've never needed more than anything last year, focusing on mind, body, and spirit, how did you guys adapt or adjust or transition into what you're doing now?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody, we had to kind of hit the reset button and pivot some of our programming to try to go and offer some virtual experiences through the COVID and the shutdown. And then really, as we look to retool, is really focused forward on how we can reopen safely. That's what we've done. We're so excited to be welcoming people back out to the property this spring and now into the summer. It's just, things look and feel a little different. Thankfully, we are in an outdoor setting, which is wonderful. As you mentioned, people are just really eager to get back outdoors. Get into nature, be in community with other folks and share some experiences. But no, they're doing it in a safe manner. So we're super excited for that.
Ken, for people who have not been to Common Ground, how would you describe it?
Yeah, how do you describe? Well, we've been providing experience-based programming to foster lifelong exploration, learning, and growth for youth and adults for over 25 years. It's touted as a retreat center. So it's a place to come, unplug, reconnect, and we offer programs in a variety of manners, from team-building adventure, high ropes course, our world-class zipline canopy tour. We do mindful leadership retreats for workplaces. We do a summer day camp, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this summer. We didn't get to do that last summer, unfortunately. And we also go into schools and do social-emotional learning programming. So we do a variety of offerings to kind of help people reconnect, be mindful, and just kind of reflect.
What's going on with the summer camps? I guess we're kind of in the prime area for that, right?
We are. We are in our fourth of 8 weeks. We actually just started our fifth week of camp. So we've been rocking and rolling now for going, like I said, we're in our fifth week. We have, anywhere between 80 and 90 kids each week. They register per week. Each week has a different theme. That's something we missed dearly last summer, is not having the kids out. Having kids out on the property, running around, being kids, reconnecting, again, just immersing them in nature has been wonderful. And we've been full. We had to kind of scale it down a little bit with the reduced capacity and some of the requirements, make sure we're following the guidelines we need to follow and keep the kiddos safe. But again, just super excited to have kids out. They've had a long school year, as many can attest to. Just getting them back out, hanging out with their little camp buddies, as they call them, kids that may not be from their home school district, but they see them every year at camp. It's super awesome to see because the kids have been locked down too. They haven't been doing a ton of socializing. This is a huge piece. I think as kids come out of it, it's that sense of community. I think a lot of us have missed with the isolation, especially with the remote learning the kids have had to go through, that disconnect. And that's something we're watching and watching them kind of re-spark and rebuild those connections.
We're talking with Ken Frelick, Executive Director of Common Ground. How's your staffing working out? Still, are you hiring? As everyone is?
No, we are thankfully in a decent position to be full staff for the season. That didn't come without challenges, but I think with anybody having a quality workforce is important. And we're blessed to have a really solid staff that goes through some pretty intense training. So we're always looking for good people. We're not currently hiring, but people can always check out our website and see what job opportunities there are. And we are super thankful to be positioned to be full staffed at the moment.
Right. Anything new with the zip lining or anything else? Or, you always think to change things up or maybe improve on something, or maybe you had a time to trim some trees when nobody was around. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we actually did some modifications to the course during the shutdown. We were able to move a platform, which was no small project. We just kind of wanted to adjust the course a little bit and change its location up on our High Ridge area. So we did make some modifications and improvements to the zip line course. And, you know, camp went through its enhancements as well. We tweaked some curriculum and added an adventure camp. We piloted an adventure camp 2 years ago, and it's really kind of blown up on us in a good way. It's for 12 to the 15-year-olds, and it is a full-blown, action-packed week of camp. The kids get to go on our recreational tree climbing experience on the property. Then they go jump up on our high ropes course, and they go zip lining. That's all in one crazy, action-packed week for our 12 to 15-year-olds. So that's kind of a new opportunity that's really taken shape this year, and we'll continue that, obviously, moving forward into future seasons as well. And, of course, our firewalk's back. We do an annual firewalk, and that was postponed last year due to COVID, but it is back, and that's going to be Saturday, September 4th. So if anybody is interested in a workshop and walking on hot coals, it's a workshop. It's a metaphor based on roles fears play in your life and how you can overcome those fears. We've been doing that for 14 years now. So I'm glad to have that back this September.
Couldn't quite figure out how to do a virtual firewalk, though, right? That just didn't kind of...
Yeah, that doesn't quite translate.
Right, exactly. Please don't try this at home, as they would say. But it's an opportunity that is, you know, exciting, and it's something that's kind of a maybe a once-in-time experience. I'll do it once, or maybe that's what I need for that. But, again, that comes up in September. If people are interested in finding out more about what's happening with Common Ground, maybe the zip lining, or just if they have businesses that maybe want to get some folks out there, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, they can go a couple different routes. Really, check out our website's the best way. That's commongroundcenter.org. That's where all that information lives in the virtual world, of course. Or they can always just call our office at 440-965-5551 and just pick up the phone, ask questions, or check out our website.
Sounds good. Ken, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate you guys having me. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Ken Kralik joining us this morning from Common Ground. They're just off of the Vermilion River west of Oberlin, the Cindy North Center for Renewal.